Okay, so we ended off the daf yesterday. We discussed three pshatim in some obscure story there in Navi with David HaMelech and the Plishtim and the wheat, the piles of wheat and the piles of lentils. There were three explanations. One was there was a shaila about whether or not Yechayev on Tomlin by Eish. That was one. The second one was, are you allowed to save yourself by destroying property of someone else? And the third one was that you were allowed to basically steal from a guy. Right? That was basically it. Right?
Or switch
a guy's stuff. Can you do that? So, now the Gemara says like this. Bishlom Lamanda Amalach Lufe. If you hold the story was about whether or not you could switch. Thank you. What is that? Hainu Dechsev. That's why it says Chad Kra. Fatihi Sham Chelkas Asada Maleya Adashim. That's why one pasuk talks about Adashim, Fixiv Chad Kra, Fatihi Chelkas Asada Maleya Saorim. And one pasuk talks about barley, because the question was, could you switch? El Lamanda Amar Lemilkli, but if the question was, can you destroy someone else's property and pay? My boy Lahu Lahani Trey Kroy. Why do I need these psukim here? It's all extra. Amalach, Dahavi Nami Gdishim Da Adashim Disrael Dahave Mitbru Lahu Plishtim. No, there were also piles of barley of Adashim lentils where the Plishtim were hiding. So it was a relevant question. What was exactly going on? Bishlom Lamandava Lemikli. If you quit, say the question was whether or not you could destroy someone else's property to save yourself. Hainu Dechsev. That's why it says Vayisgatze Besoch Hachalaka Vayatzila. And they saved it. El Amanda Aral Achlufim. I've got Sila. What does it mean they saved it? What are they saving? So the answer is the Lo Shavak Lahu Lachlufim. No, they didn't let them switch. So they're saving it. They're not letting them. Bishlo Mahani Tarti. If you hold it, those two. Hayanu Dixiv Trey Kroy. That's why I have two different psukim. El Amanda Amar Tamun Be'esh Kamad Boyle. But if the question was, what's the story with Tamun Be'esh? If that was the issue, Mayi Boyle Kra. What's the question? Why does the psukim have to go through all this detail? A simple question. So, Amalach, Tamun, V'chad Mahanach. No, it was two questions. It was Tamun and then one of the other two. So there are two questions. Tamun, what's the story with Tamun Be'esh? And one of the other two questions. So then I need all these details because those details highlight that question. Kami Boyle, that's what he was asking. Bishlam Alanda Mahani Tarti, if you hold those two, Hainu Dixiv, V'lo Ava David Lishtosam. He didn't want to do it. Amar Kivan Diki Sura Lo Nichali. Since it's an issue, I don't want to do it. Ela Lamanda Amar Tamun Be'esh Kami Boyle. If the issue was Tamun Be'esh, Michti Gmaruhu the Shalchule. He has the Mashaila. Am I chayev on Tamun Be'esh or not? So my Lo Ava David Lishlo. What do you want to do it for? If it's mutter, it's mutter. If it's not mutter, if to pay, if to pay. What kind of pasuk is that? The Gemara answers Dilo Amru. This is very difficult. Dilo Amrinhu Mishmayhu. He didn't say it over in the name what? In the name of the one who went to ask the Sanhedrin. Amar, he said, Kach Mikublan. In other words, David sent somebody, go ask the Sanhedrin, what's the story with Tamun Be'esh? And David didn't want to say it over in that person's name. So let's say Reuven went to go ask the Shaila, and David didn't want to say it over in the name of this Reuven. My Amalach, Mikublani, we base Dino Shal Shmuel Haramasi. I have a tradition from the Bezdin of Shmuel. Kol hamoser atzmo lamus, al divrei Torah, ein omrim davar halacha mishmo. If anyone gives his life over for Torah, we don't repeat a halacha in his name. I have no idea what that means. I have no idea what that means. Does the article say anything? What does that mean?
It's a page worth of notes.
It is? Uh-huh.
It's not something that's
here. Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's not easy. It's a very difficult concept. Anyway, Vayaseich Osam Lashem. What does the word Vayaseich mean? What does it say there, Vayaseich?
He poured.
Vayaseich Osam Lashem. Bishlam Adam Hani Tarti. If you hold it to those two, right? Not Taman Be'esh. The other two questions. Hani Tarti Mishum Da'avid L'Shem Shemayim. He did it L'Shem Shemayim. Elamand Abba Tamad Be'esh, my Vayaseich Osam Lashem. What does that mean? Damrinu Mishmei de Gemara. That he said it over in the person's name, which maybe he shouldn't have done. I'm not sure what that means either. Difficult, it was a difficult agarata. Okay? Good?
Right.
Good. Next. Next volume of this. Okay. Next. Also not easy Gemara today. Here's the Mishnah. Avra Gader, if it passed by a wall, right? Shugvoa Dalid Amos. That's four Amos tall, right? Oh, Derech HaRabim, or a public street. Oh, Nahar, or a river. In other words, the fire went forth, but there's a street or a river or some wall in the way, and somehow it got past it all. Putter, now you're putter. Okay? But you're not responsible for damage that happens beyond the river.
Right.
Okay? It's a two-line Mishnah. The two-line Mishnah. Let's see if we can make sense out of it. It doesn't really say something so controversial. It makes sense.
Yeah.
Right? There's a river in the way, and somehow it got on the other side of the river. I'm not chayav anymore. What? It's the same thing. So, Vatanya, the first issue is, Avra Derech, Avra Gader Shugavoa Arba Amos Chayiv. But another member says, if it's four Amos Chayiv, right? So, Amar of Papa, listen to this. I don't think we ever had an answer like this before. Tana Didan Kachash Mamal Lamata. Our Mishnah is going from up to down. In other words, it's as if it said, Shesh Amos Pater. If it's six amos tall, you putter. Chamesh amos putter. Five amos tall, you also putter. Ad arba amos putter. Four amos, you putter. What if it's 3.9 amos? Then you chayev. It's not tall enough. V'tana bra, and this Tana said four amos, you chayev, right? He was going momata lamala, from up to from down to up. Kakashev. He was cheshbening. Shte amos, chayev. Two amos, you chayev. Shlosh amos, you chayev. What about 3.9? He's still chayiv. Ad arba amos chayiv. Until four amos chayiv. So they both say the exact same thing. Our mission says you're potter. And the bride said you're chayiv. Saying the exact same thing.
Typically, you're
here. Exactly. You hear?
Yeah, except it becomes, you know, to the millimeter. If they'd had millimeters in those days.
Correct. Yeah. I'm a Rava.
What's the exact line? Is it 4?
3.9. Is
that my question?
Right. Yeah. Amar Rava. Amar Rava. Dalad Amos She'amru, the potter, this four Amos, we said your potter, afilu b'stei kotzim. Even if there are thorns on the other side of the wall. So what's thorns? So Rashi says, afilu b'stei kotzim, afilu ha'isa sadeh she'kofetzes l'sham ha'ar me'al l'gader meleya kotzim. Even if it's thorns, which are very attractive to a fire, and it's very easy for the fire to burn that, as opposed to apples, not so easy. It's very easy, it's very attractive. You still putter. Don't say, well, if it's thorns, maybe you still chayev, because it was so easy for the fire to jump that wall to burn down the thorns. Don't say such a thing.
Yeah.
What? Because the wall's a wall.
You have a chair.
We're building a wall. A wall's a wall.
Well, listen, you ran out of the water.
What?
For the wall. Well, what? Then he asked you a question on the water.
This wall isn't high enough.
But you'd think that the Chachamim would have a gazera that you couldn't have a wall exactly for.
So wait, so Omer of Papa, Usvas Kotzim Milmala Dalar Amos. The wall has to be four Amos above where the thorns end. That makes sense.
Yeah.
That's where the wall is. It's four Amos above wherever the thorns end. So if you have thorns 3 feet high, it's 3 feet plus four amos.
I mean, it sort of makes sense. I mean,
that does make a lot of sense.
It's 4 feet above where your fire is going
to
start.
Exactly. It's 4 hours above where the fire is going to start.
Quarter, so
exactly. Makes sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Rav says, Lo shanu ela bikolachas. That's only true if the fire is a rising fire. Aval binichfefes. But if it's a sort of a vertical fire, I don't know what that is. Afilo me'am chayev, then even 100 amos is going to be chayev.
Horizontal.
I'm sorry, horizontal. But if it's a horizontal fire, not sure what that is. Then even 100 amos is chayev. Shmuel Amar. No. Masnisin b'nechvefes. The Mishnah is only talking about a horizontal fire. Aval b'kolachas. But if it's a rising fire, then I feel kolshu putter. Even if it's 1 inch putter. Tanik avosei de Rav. We have a brayso that supports Rav. The brayso says, b'medav amurim. When do we say what? When do we say that you're putter if there's one of these breaks, either a river or a shasarabin street? When do we say that? That's b'kolachas. That's only if it's a rising fire. Aval b'nechvefes. But if it's a horizontal fire, the eitzim mitzuyin lo, and there's wood there, that's a fuel, afilu ad mea mil chayev. Even 100 mil, you're going to be chayev. It's 100 miles, you're going to be chayev. Avra nahar, if it got stuck by a river, o shalulis, a different kind of river, shehem rechavim ches amos, that it's 8 amos tall, potter, then you are wide, potter, you're potter. Okay?
That makes sense. The wall depends on the material of the wall. It's the wood wall.
I think one of the Rishonim says that the word geder by definition means a stone wall.
Yeah.
It's not a wall made out of schach or something like that.
Right.
By definition it means a stone wall.
A real wall.
A real wall we're gonna build. A real one.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
he says the difference is a bent fire versus a straight up fire.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Well, he says a bent fire moves a lot more than a
straight up fire.
State fire is more stationary.
What does that mean?
That's why you use horizontal.
That,
it's easy to understand.
I still don't know what it means.
Yeah.
Well,
what does it mean up fire and horizontal? What does that mean?
Travel is much
this way, or is it going like this?
Uh huh. Right.
The wind takes it, it travels, it looks like it's vertical.
Like a fire that's blown out,
that's taken out
like
in the city, and it's walking this way horizontal.
So let's see if we could do this Tosfos of Avron Geder Shugvoa Arba Amos, and let's see if it sheds any light or just makes it more confusing. He says like this, B'gamar Mefarish, Arba Amos, the four Amos was Misvas Kotzim Ulamala. The four Amos begin where the thorns end. Right? That's what we said. Right? Right? Mefarish, Arba Amos, Misvas Kotzim Ulamala. V'nir Luri, the Iri, they were talking about, She'ein HaGeder Gavoa Min Ashal Heves.
What?
She'ein HaGeder Gavoa Min Ashal Heves. That the...
The flame is hard.
She ain't hageder gavoa min ashal heves.
The geder is not higher than the flame. Right, so the flame is higher.
She im hayu gavoa yoser, if it would be higher, my kamiflegi, what's the difference between kolachas l'nechvefes? What's the difference between horizontal fire and a rising fire? What's the difference? Mali zeh. What's the difference? Kivon da hageder gavoa min ashal heves, my kolachasik. If the wall's higher, how's it damaging?
Can't get through.
Ella vadai, it must be for sure, she'ain gova men ashal heves. It's not higher than the fire, Irie, we're talking about. Umihu, because she'ain atziat leka gova men ageder, Irie. We're talking about the fuel is not higher than the wall. Shimhaye gova men ageder, if it was, a wall's 4 amas tall, but the wood's 100 amas tall.
Right.
A huge thing of wood. So what kind of wall is that? Right? Ma mawil shageder gova men akotim. How does it help that the wall's higher than the thorns? It makes no difference. It's like there's a fire on top of the wall. Ella kishaatze hadleika shavim lagader iri. The atze deleika are flush with the wall. Onemuchim and agader or lower. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Va'od nire the gavoa dalar amos diktani atze hadleika koi. The 4 amos go on the wood. Jageder gavoa min atze adleika arba amos. That the wall is taller than the wood, right? The fuel. That makes sense. V'rav Papa balahosif b'gemara shemitzvas kotzim ulamala from the top of the thorns nami be'eden arba amos. We also need 4 amos for that. Aval pshita demasnis in atze adleika koi. Again, he says it again for the third time. So what's this wall taller than? It's not taller than the fire. It's taller than the fuel.
Right.
And
the fuel's
where the fire is.
Halfway up the wall.
Right?
So it's a block away in theory.
Right?
No.
No, it's halfway up the wall.
The fuel's right next to the wall.
No, it doesn't have to be next to the wall. The point is, the wall's 4 amos tall. The fuel can be less than 4 amos tall.
Right.
If the fuel's 3.5 amos tall, the fire's above the wall, that's okay. As a matter of fact, it has to be that way. Otherwise, what are they arguing about?
Right.
What are they arguing about? Right. Makes no sense otherwise. Right? Think about that. Makes no sense otherwise.
A huge yard,
and there's a construction site. So there's a massive, they brought massive of 2x4s. Massive thing.
Lumber
for rows and rows and rows. Rows and rows of it. 3.5 amos tall. Wow. And at the end of that, there's a wall 4 amos tall. So am I chayev on the other side of the wall? Well, there's a machlokas about that. If the wall's taller than the fire, what's the machlokas? What are they arguing about? How can the fire get on the other side of the wall? The answer is, because the wall is only taller than the fuel. It's not taller than the fire. So now there's a machlokas. Does the fire move horizontally, or does it move vertically? So can it pass the wall or not? It's a machlokas about that. Otherwise, it makes no sense.
Wait, is that
a
question?
What is
it?
Yes, that's a good question. I don't know. Maybe it depends on the fuel. And by the way, there's an unrelated halacha that if there's thorns on the other side of the wall, which are attractive to a fire in some way, then the wall has to be 4 amos taller than the thorns. Right. That's an unrelated thing. It's two things.
Because the fire itself can...
Can get attracted. Exactly, exactly. 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 So I think that makes sense. Okay.
Do we differentiate between the flames of the fire and if, for example, the lumber that you described sends off a spark and that spark goes over?
That's tomorrow's daf, with the spark. That's tomorrow. Tomorrow we're talking about sparks. Okay, next. Then we said Derech HaRabim. Man Tana, who is this Tana who said Derech HaRabim? Amar Rava, Rebbe Lazar, it's Rebbe Lazar. Ditnan, Rebbe Lazar Omer, Sheish Esrei Amos, B'Derech Rosh HaRabim, Potter. What? What'd you say?
I'm sorry, is it
K or B? Kiderech Rosh HaRabim. 16 Amos of a Derech Rosh HaRabim, that'll make you Potter. Right? What?
What is it, 16 wide?
16 amos wide, you putter. There's a machlokas about that tomorrow. Rabbi Kiva says 50 amos. Rabbi Shimon says there is no shear.
Of wide.
So our Mishnah said, our Mishnah Derech HaRabim, we're saying it's 16, which is the smallest shear. Next, O Nahar, or a river. Rav said, Nahar Mamish a river. Shmuel said, no, Arisa de Diloy, even an irrigation canal or something. Manda Amar Nahar Mamish. If you say a real nahar, afagafta lekamaya, it doesn't even have to have water in it. Why not? Rashi says the hoel virachav, since it's wide, havi derech harabim. It's just no different than derech harabim. Tosva says the Tosva's of man. One line. Man da amar nahar mamash afagafta lekamaya, afagafta brishus harabim boy tezayin amos.
I
16 amos. Hacha sagi b'ches amos. Here, 8 amos is enough. Why? Mitok shahanahar omuk. First of all, it's deep. Even if it's dry, it's deep. V'gam yeshbo kariris mayim. It has the coolness of water. Sha'ovrim bo tamid. That's always flowing by. So how could the fire get on the other side? So if the thing is 1 inch wide, some little puddle, the fire can go 8 amos. I, for Rosh Hashanah, we need 16 amos. Yep, it's out of water. And it's not cold, and it's not deep. So for a fire to get on the other side of that, it's not so easy. Okay? Next. Umanda Am Arisa Didaloi, but if you hold it, it's a canal, Isle Maya in, Aval Ilesle Be Maya Lo, it has to have water in it. Now, Tanan Hasam, we learned over there, over where? In Masechtas Peya. We learned in Masechtas Peya. The Elu Mafsik in Lepeya. I have a field. Right. Let's say I have in the middle of my field, but in the middle of my field I have a river. So is that considered for Peya one field? I have to give Peya, I have a field, right? This is the field. It's the middle river going through. So does the river break it and make it into two fields, which we'd have to give Peya twice, or not? So there's a mission that says the Elu Masikin LePeya. The following things break up your field in half, and then they have to give two Peyas. What are they? Hanachal, a river, Hashalulis, some other kind of river. Derech Hayachid, a Derech Hayachid, V'Derech Harabim, and a Derech Harabim. Now,
you just included everything.
What?
You just included everything.
No.
Derech Hayachid and Derech Harabim, the two opposites. It says both of them.
So it's a, well, the,
included everything.
So the question is, if it says Derech Hayachid, is this Derech Harabim obvious?
Yeah.
So okay. Why does it say Derech Hayachid and Derech Harabim? Tosfos asked that question. We'll get to it in a second. And Derech Hayachid, Derech Harabim. Now, my Shilulis. Let's do the Tosfos. Tosfos says Elu Masikin Lepeya. So if a Derech Harab, if a Derech Hayachid, what's a Derech Hayachid? A path that you made up.
Right.
What's a Derech Harabim? Some road going through your property.
Right.
Right. So if there's a road, some public highway, it breaks up the Peya. Right. But if even a single path breaks up my Peya, so for sure the highway. Right. It's obvious.
Yeah.
So Tosfos says the Masechtas Peya Garas B'Seder HaMishneh Derech Hayachid. V'yachakach derech harabim, like we just said, it says derech yachad and derech harabim. Umafarish bi Yerushalmi. So the Yerushalmi already asks that kasha, right? There is no bavli on peya. There's Yerushalmi. It's mishum seifa itzricha lemisne. You're right. There's no chiddush in that. It's obvious. If a derech yachad, yes. A derech harabim, for sure, yes. So you're right. It's written for the seifa. Diktoni, it says hakol mafsikin lizeroyim. All these things are mafsik for seed. But ve'enu mafsikin le'ilam. But if you have an orchard with trees, not everything's the same. Not the same halacha. Why? Because the fact that a river is going through my orchard, it's a big deal. It's a big deal. There's a river in my orange orchard. Big deal. So I can still give one payah. Still consider one field. I have a river going through. Yeah, buy a field of wheat and barley. That's taka problem. Mamash breaks it in half. I understand. But over here, By trees, not the same thing. It's not harvested the same way. I don't need to be on the same, you know, it's not the same thing. So the Mishnah recognized that. If it's a field, not for trees, we're much more careful about what we consider breaking the field in half. Right? The Kamash Malan, Dafilu Derech Harabim Eino Masik L'Ilanos. Even a highway's not going to break it in half for an orchard. Right? L'Ilanos. V'oh, that's why it says both in the ratio. Even a Derech Hayachid, and even Derech Harabim. Because by Ilanos, even a Derech Harabim won't do it. Right? Okay, then it goes on to another side tangent about Peya, with something called a Shvil Hayachid and a Shvil Harabim. It's not a gaff for us right now. That's in Pesachos Peya. Anyway, then it said, so regarding a field of not trees, a regular field, what breaks it up? A Derech Hayachid, a Derech Harabim, a river, and a Shalulis. My Shalulis, what is that? Amar Vihuda Amar Shmuel, Makom, Shemegeshamim, Sholol and Shab. It's a place where the rainwater collects. Some kind of canal or something. Rav Bibi, Amar Rav Yochanan, Amas Hamayim, it's some kind of canal. Shemachalekes, Sholol, Lagapeha. Where the water overflows on itself. Rashi says, Shemashkin Osan, Mimena, Vehain Osan Peros.
So it's an irrigation canal.
Some kind of irrigation canal. Now, I'm not sure what the difference between that and Amas Hamayim is. What's the difference? They seem to be...
One's natural.
Okay, so let's see what
the difference is.
If you hold, it collects there, that somehow naturally, then for sure a canal. But if you hold it, it's only an Amas Hamayim, Avol Makom Shemegishamim Sholin Sham Lo, Mafsiki. But if it's just a place where the water collects, it wouldn't break the field in half. Why not? Dahanu ba'agne da'ara mikru. Right? Because all that is little puddles in the field.
Yeah.
That doesn't make your field in two fields. Okay, so if someone has a puddle in the field, it's a big deal. Right? It happens to people. That doesn't do anything to the field. If it's a real canal, it's a real canal. It breaks it in half. If they get paid in both halves. Just a little puddle here and there, that doesn't do anything. Okay.
Otherwise, if you had a paddy field, each clump of rice would be subject to its own pair.
Correct. Okay, next. Hamadlik Besok Shalo. If you start a fire in your own backyard, that's what it means. Hamadlik Besok Shalo. Ad kama taver hadleka. How far am I chaya for the fire that goes? Or is that right? Yeah, right. How far am I chayev? If it goes across, it burns down the whole United States, I'm chayev for that? So, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omar, Rodo so ki'iluhu be'emtza beis kor. We look as if you're in the middle of a base core to the edge of the base core, however that far is. Rabbi Elazar Omer?
He's asking how far is it likely to travel?
Correct. And if beyond that, I'm not chayev.
Right.
How likely is it to travel? And beyond that, I'm not chayev. So the first cheetah is
a base core,
basically. Rabbi Elazar Omer,
half a base core.
Yeah. Rabbi Elazar Omer, tezayin amos, 16 amos, kederach Rosh Hasharabim. That's the length of Rosh Hasharabim. That's the width. Rabbi Akiva Omer, chamishim amos, 50 amos. Rabbi Shimon Omer, shalem yishalem hamavris ha-be'era. There is no shear. Hakol lefi adleka. Depends on the fire. Right. I can't give you a shear. It depends on the fire. Right? V'les lei l'Rab Shimon shi'ur b'dleka? Or Rab Shimon doesn't have a shear? V'atnan. But we learned. This is in Baba Mesiya. Lo yamar adam tanor b'soch habayis. You're not allowed to put an oven in a house. Ela im ken yesh al gabo gavo dal ramos. There has to be a space of 4 amos from where the oven is built to the roof. Especially if there's a second floor, guys living up there. Haymamido ba'aliyah. What if you live on the second floor and you put the oven in the second floor? Ad she'etachtav ma'aziva shalosh ha'tvachim. Has to be 3 tvachim space between you and the ceiling. Ubekira tefach. And with a kira, which is a less hot oven, there's a tefach of space. V'im hizik. And if you did damage, mashalim ma'ashe hizik. You have to pay. Rav Shimon Omer, lo nemru shi'ur and halalu, elashim hizik, pater mi l'shalim. No, if you did that, then you're pater. I put my oven far enough away. What do you want from me? So I'm pater. So what do you mean Rav Shimon here says there's no shear by fire? Everything goes by the fire. But by the oven, he says you're pater. He does give a shear. So, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Baravua, Hakalafi Gvoad Leka. You're right, it all depends on the fire. That's how you're pater. By the oven's your pater, because you're so far away, 3 amos, 3 tvachim, whatever, it's so far away, there's no way you should be chayiv. No reason at all. Amar of Yosef, Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Halacha ki Reb Shimon. We passkin like that. V'chein Amar of Nachman, Amar Shmuel, Halacha ki Reb Shimon. Good? Okay. That was easy. Next. We had this Mishnah like at least 5 times already. But now this is really where the Mishnah is. We mentioned it so many times already. Hamadlik es hagodesh. You burn down a guy's gadish, right? Or even your own. Well, if your own, you don't have to pay because it's yourself. How you bought kalim, and there were kalim in there, in the gadish, v'dolku, and they got burnt, they got destroyed. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, mishale masha betocho. You have to pay what was inside. Why? Because he holds that tamin be'esh is chayev. V'chacham Omer, eino mishalim ela gadish shalchitin o shal sa'orin. You only have to pay for wheat or for barley. That's what belongs in a gadish. People don't keep jewels and precious things, Sifrei Torah, in a gadish. Nobody does that. So you're not chayav for that. Hayagidi kafas lo. What if there was a goat that was tied up, couldn't go away? The eved samach lo. And there was an eved nearby. Vinisaf, and they both died. The minisar imo. Chayav. You're chayav to pay for the gadish. And you're chayav to pay for the gedi. You're not chayav on the eved because the eved could have run away. Why did the eved run away? That's not your fault. However, eved kafas lo. If the eved was tied up, the gedi samach lo, and the gedi was close by, v'nisraf imo, and that terrible thing happens, right? V'nisraf imo, right? Potter. You're potter on the gadish. You're also potter on the gedi. Why is that? Because you're chayev of murder for killing the Eved. So you're going to... What? You don't understand?
No, it doesn't say
that. It's not what? Yes, it is.
It's not from Shalom because you have Mitzah. It says,
but I'm sure it's potter from the account. You're potter from the monetary because you're going to be chayev Mitzah.
Right.
Yeah.
What?
Shouldn't the guy who tied him up be
chayav? No, he didn't do anything. He didn't kill him. I think it only has. To, I think it's a case where you know he's tied.
Oh.
You have to know, and you burnt him, and you lit a fire anyway. So then you're chayav misa. You killed somebody. It doesn't make a difference if he's an eved. You're chayav misa. It doesn't make a difference if you did it with your fire or you did it with a gun. What's the difference? You murdered the guy. So you chayav misa. So if you chayav misa, you don't have to pay. And then we said, the Gemara said, even if it belongs to someone else, right? The gadish belongs to someone else.
What kind of evidence?
Yeah.
What
kind of evidence?
And even an Eved Kenani, Chayav Mitzvah. Still a human being. Right? By the way, now all of a sudden, wasn't that like, so we started off talking about hidden things. Then we mentioned the case of the Eved and the goat. Then we go back. Agree, Rabbi Yehuda, that when you burn down a house, you have to pay for everything inside. Why? That's what people have. They have pots and pans, and they have linen, and they have towels, and they have clothing, and they even have some jewelry, right? You have to pay for all that. That's all normal. That's not considered hidden. That's not tamun. So why is it stuck in the middle here?
Yeah.
In the middle, we stick in the thing about the goat and the eved. What's it doing in there? It doesn't belong there. It's out of order, right? So the Tosfos says that I would have thought, just like I'm potter on tamun, right? Maybe I should also be potter on a gedi. What's a gedi doing here? What's an eved tied up? These are funny things. I shouldn't be chayiv for that. No, the mission says you're chayiv. Sticks it right in here, right? It'd be funny case over here with a goat and a man. Who ties up men? Who ties up goats? Funny thing. No, you're still chayav. Okay?
It's
good?
Than
what?
It's just implying that.
Cash is better than teretz.
It's not a bad teretz.
Cash is better.
Okay.
What's it doing in the middle of this thing?
Yeah.
The mission is implying that if there were people in the house who were killed, you're still chayav for the...
That's a good question. That's a good point. It's a very good point. Would there be a Kimley in that case? Yeah. I don't know. It's a good question. I'm going to think about that.
What's
he said, what if there's people in the house? We had a funny case about a Godish and there's an Evid over there. Right. What are the people in the house?
It's normal for people to be in the house. That's the
question. Yeah. What? No, the question is it Kimley then?
Yeah. Kimley anyway.
Why wouldn't it be Kimley?
Why wouldn't it be?
Because you... Because
the mission doesn't say anything.
You
what?
You should have to pay for the shirt.
What?
He shoots a guy in the air and he kills him to pay for the shirt.
No, because it's Kimley. Right. Same, and even if it doesn't...
It just is a big amount of money, but it's
right. Kimley. I hear. Okay. Amar of Kahana, machlokes b'madlik b'toch shalo. The whole machlokes of Tomun is when you start the fire in your backyard. And then it spreads to the next door neighbor. Der Yehuda mechayev and this came Tomun, b'eish. Rebbe says yechayev on Tomun. For Rabbanan Potter, the Rabbanan say you're Potter. Avol Madlik B'toch Shel Chaveiro. But if you burn down your friend's house or his Godish, Divriyar Kol Mashalim Al Kol Mashal B'tocho, you have to pay for everything inside.
In his property.
Right? Rashi.
There was no wall there.
What?
There was no legitimate. I mean.
So Rashi says, Ain lo Rishus. You have no permission to burn down someone's house. V'havi kima abed biyadayim. It's as if you destroyed his property, be a dayim.
Yeah.
Okay?
It's
not a kenas.
It's not really Aish.
It's not really Aish. I destroyed your property. I happened to do it with a fire. I could have done it with a sledgehammer. But I happened to do it with a fire. It's not really Aish. Aish is, I'm in my backyard, and it spreads over there. That was a freak thing. All right, I'm chayiv. I should have been more careful. It's a ruach mitzuya, all the rules. But I'm not chayiv if you had some jewelry hidden in there. What's jewelry doing in your shed? Nobody keeps jewelry in their shed. I'm potter on that. Right. Maybe not. So that's what Rashi says. Interesting Rashi. It's b'yadayim.
What's against the house? Where is that house?
Next door. No, it's next door. No. The case when you potter on Tomlin is I started a fire here, and unfortunately it spreads. I'm responsible. Because it spread. But, I'm potter on Tamun. That's one case. Second case, I don't like you. So I start a fire in your house.
No,
I burn your house down.
You're Godish.
What?
That's the case. You're Godish. You light his Godish.
I light your Godish.
Right.
And it happens to be, you had jewelry in there. I'm chayim on that.
Right. The same thing with the house. You know, whose house are you within? Which is in the case of the house? Whose house is that?
Someone else's house.
Okay. The same thing as the Godish is someone else's
property. Well, exactly. It's the same thing. But the question is why? What's the reason? The reason is because that's not really Aish. It happens to be I used the fire as a method of destroying the house because I don't like you. But it's not really Aish. This is a din of Aish. And therefore I'm chayav if it's Tamun. It makes a lot of sense. No? Does that make sense? As a matter of fact,
does it make a difference what you call it?
What?
Why does it make a difference what you call it? Aish or Adam? I guess because
there's a difference in everything.
So that's exactly the point. He quotes over here from Rabbi Arya Lev Malin. What am I doing here when I burn down your house? If I'm a mazik, then there's no din of there's no petur of tamun by a mazik, by Adam, only by Aish. So it happens to be, we're not calling it Aish. The method of me you destroying it is with an Aish. That's not Aish. I think that makes a lot of sense. Okay, very good. And therefore I'm chayav on tamun. That's different than having barbecue and it gets spread over there next door. Yeah, I'm responsible. 100% I'm responsible. But not for Tumman.
So in this case, when it burns down the next neighbors.
Yes, I don't know.
So same way. That's what the question is. If it's
so that way, right? That might go back to Pshia. That might go back to a Pshia, as opposed to like a Mazid. That might go back to a Pshia, and maybe I wouldn't be Chayav on the Tumman in the next, in the third guy, in the third house.
Exactly.
Why would it go back to Pshia?
Because that's what Aish is.
The action is over.
So the question is, how far do you take it? That's the question you're asking me. I don't know. Anyway, where am I up to? Amalei Rava, Ihachi. Then one second. Adatani Seifa, the Seifa of Mishnah said, Modu Chachamim L'Rabbi Yehuda, the Chacham agreed, but Madlik Esabira, that if you burn down a house, this is really Yossi, you're really your question. Shemeshalim Kalma Shemeshalim. No, if I burn down the house, I have to pay for everything. Even the Tumman stuff, right? Why? It's not really Tumman. That's normal in a house. That's what people live in. People live in houses. So why do you have to come with another case? Say the same case. When do we say that your potter on Tamon, that's where I started the fire here, but it spread there. But if I started a fire in your house, then of course everyone agrees I have to pay for everything. So the Gemara says, "Elam Rava Batarti Pligi." They're really arguing in these two cases. Pligi b'madlik b'toch shalo. They're arguing in a case where b'soch shalo v'halcha v'alcha b'soch shal chaveiro, and then it went there. The Behuda chayev atalman be'esh rabbanon savri lo mechayev. Right? Upligi nami. Where am I? Upligi nami. You're also chayev. They're also arguing b'madlik b'shal chaveiro. What if I start the fire in your house? I burn down your house. The Behuda samar mashal and kol masha b'socho. You have to pay for everything. Vafilu arniki, even the guy's wallet. For a banan safri, no. Kalim shadarka lahatmin begadish. Normal things that are in a gadish. Kivan de morig kigon moriginu klei bakar. Who de mishalim? I only have to pay according to the rabbanan. Normal things that belong in a gadish. The plow, the all these the sifting tools, all that. Guy keeps his jewels in the gadish. I'm not chayav on that, right? The mishalim kalim she ain't darker lahatmin gadish lo mishalim. That I'm not chayav for. So even arguing within Talmud, we thought you only chayav just for wheat. They say no, you even chayav for all the utensils that belong in a gadish. What about the wallet? What's the wallet doing in a gadish? Then we put that there. You put it there, right? That you put on. According to Rudy, you chayav on that also. So all these machlokes. Okay, I think we'll stop here. And we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.